This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedge each day on this first show of 2020. Happy New Year, everybody. And my first guest this week, this year, will be Chuck Negron, the lead singer of Three Dog Night, friend of many, many years. Then Joan Kramer is here. She's penned the book In the Company of Legends. You got to hear it. It's a fascinating book. Later on, we'll be talking to Julian Garr coming up this Wednesday, January 8th. Marks the 85th birthday of Elvis Presley. She has a book called 100 Things Elvis Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Then later on in the hour, beautiful actress, our friend Jane Seymour. And we're going to be talking about our little pet friends. The veterinarian of the stars, Dr. Jeff Werber, will be here. That's all coming up this week. Our first show of 2020 with Ron Sedge today. And my first guest, Chuck Negron.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Hi, this is Ron Sedge, and I want to share an experience I had. I'm a classic automobile enthusiast, and recently I wanted to change the color of one of my most treasured and rare cars. I got a quote to have it painted and almost fainted. The cost was terrible, and they couldn't guarantee satisfaction. That's when I called SignZoo. I had seen expensive cars like Bentleys, Lamborghinis, Rolls Royces, Cadillacs, Mercedes, vinyl wrapped, and they looked better than paint and more resistant to the elements and a whole lot less expensive. SignZoo explained to me that paint replacement, you can make a green car red with finishes that cannot be achieved with paint. Some of these wraps include carbon fiber, camouflage, 3D, and embossed textures. And boat owners, SignZoo wraps more boats than anyone in the country. They're licensed, insured, and professionals service the country nationwide. And their warranty in the industry is the best. Check out their website at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com. And make your car or boat pop with a new look.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine.
This is no Hail Mary, no porcelain prayer. Not a one day Sunday ritual or a hollow hallelujah. Lived on empty amens at the end of my prayer. Just words thrown together, then talk.
The voice of the man. I've known this gentleman for a long, long time. Haven't talked to him in a while, and I'm anxious he's back. He's not only one of the most talented guys in this business, he's one of the nicest guys in this business. Joining us right now with yet another new CD is our friend Chuck Negron. Hey, Chuck, how you doing?
I'm fine, Ron. I'm really nice to be talking to you again.
Well, we haven't talked in a long time, but when I talk about being a nice guy in this business, I got to tell a quick story before we get into what we want to talk about today. We were doing a show, a radio show, in Lake Tahoe, and it happened to be over the weekend of Father's Day, which, you know, people want to stay with their family and so on and so forth. And Chuck flew in from Los Angeles to Lake Tahoe just to do the radio show in the lobby of, I think it was Harvey's or Harry's or somebody. And I never forgot that. You talk about a man that comes to the aid of friends. This is the guy. I never forget that, Chuck, never.
Oh, well, yeah, I remember it. Yeah, well, you know, it's, you've been very nice to me, and it was my... My pleasure to be there for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Brand new CD out. This is terrific. And now you're like the Partridge Family now. You're bringing in the daughters. I love this new CD. And it features your daughters, Charlie and Annabelle. Tell us about this thing, Chuck.
Yes. Yeah, well, see, yes, the three of us. They've been singing with me since they both were little kids. They've always wanted to come up on the stage when I'm, you know, doing shows, and so, you know, they've done that for years. Then when Charlie, who's now 23,
wow,
was 10, she made a record, a duet with me, which went on a CD, a DVD that I did. And it was, David Foster was on, played piano, and all these great guys were on the session. And so she's, you know, wanted to sing for a long time, and actually just graduated CalArts, which was the very prestigious art school, the musical school in California. So, you know, she was very excited about doing it. And Annabelle actually was 13 when we started doing this this record. So, you know, it's not really her career path, but she loves to sing.
Well, that's great. And they sound terrific. The version of Be My Baby by the Ronettes that is done on the CD is sensational. In fact, you know, when you cover a record, and you know this better than anybody, when somebody covers a record, it's always like, you know, really tender territory because you don't know if you're going to do it justice. She sounds better than the Ronettes.
Oh, that's very nice. Yes, both girls on it. So Annabelle starts, and then Charlie,
yeah,
sings the second half, which is Do I Love You.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was very pleased with the way they did it. And, you know, in the album, we had a good time doing it. And, you know, I wanted them to see, how I'm like when I work, and you know, just to kind of get a taste of it, to see if there's something they were interested in doing.
Well, they're working at the feet of the pro, I tell you. Negron Generations is the name of the brand new CD. It's available at chucknegron.com and digital musical outlets everywhere. Chuck, you got some stuff on there, too, that were three unreleased tracks by Three Dog Night. The letter, Save Our Ship, and This Is Your Captain Calling.
Yes, we found... I have some masters, like in 2000, seven masters were reverted to Danny Corey and I, that we would own them in the future. It's a deal we made with, ABC years ago, and finally, you know, they reverted back to us. And on one of the masters that I got, actually not from the record company, I mean, not via the record company, but I got from an old manager. There were three extra songs on it, and I listened to them, and I went, "Oh my God, I remember this. We never got to finish them." So, you know, I went in and just kind of finished them up and put them on this record. So I'm very excited for the fans to have this.
Yes. You know, one of the things that Chuck does, ladies and gentlemen, is that he constantly recreates himself. He's had several CDs out over the past years. This one, of course, as we mentioned, A Family Affair. And you and I talked about this once before, Chuck. When you've had so many hits, huge, I mean, we're not talking about marginal stuff here, huge hits in a career, it's very difficult to go on stage and not play all the hits. It's tough to introduce new music, is it not?
Oh, it's very, very, very difficult. Especially in the genre that I'm working with now, because there are fans that are there to see and hear the old music. So,
sure.
You know, I can't, like when I do the Happy Together tour, I can't do anything new. I have to do all the old hits, which is fine. That's what I'm there for. So, I love it. With my solo band, I would do a lot of new, not a lot, several songs. And I found that the promoters were going, you know, could you do a little less? But, you know, they really want to hear the hits. And the reason, you know, the dilemma I had was that we had so many hits.
Yeah.
That they, you know, they want to hear the as many as possible. So when I did new stuff, it cut into some of the hits, which usually isn't a problem for most bands. You know, they do 3-4 whatever hits they do, then they do new stuff. But for me, there were so many hits. So, I do the best I can. We try to make sure that the fans get what they want.
Boy, that's a heck of a dilemma to be put in. You know, I got so many hits, I can't sing them all in the show. You can't say that about the tremolos, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, this Happy Together tour, and this is a great combination of people. The Turtles, featuring Flo and Eddie, they're crazy. The Association,
yeah.
The Box Tops, the Cow Sills, and the Archers, starring Ron Dante. A few people probably know that he was the voice of all the Archies.
Yes, and many, many commercials.
Many commercials. The tour schedule that you're on is like the old days. I mean, you're going to be doing, what, over 60 tours, and that does that include the Happy Together tour, or is that just you and the band?
That's, in fact, the Happy Together tour we did this past year was just about 50. This the Happy Together tour, and
wow.
Then the year before it was 60. Mm-hmm. 60 days. So that's just that. My solo dates are added on to that. But the Happy Together tour is quite an extensive packed tour because you leave in June and ends in August or September depending on the amount of dates. And you're doing 5 shows a week.
Wow.
So that's quite. Quite a bit. Actually, we had some weeks where we did 6.
Mm-hmm. Well, at your age of 52, that shouldn't be that hard.
Well, no, but I'm much younger than they are. But I'm actually speaking, it was probably hard for them.
Yeah. If Chuck wasn't a singer and a performer, he'd make one hell of a comedian, I tell you. 21 consecutive top 40 hits, 12 gold albums, over 50 million albums sold, as, of course, Three Dog Night. But we're going to pause, Chuck, for a second. And when I want to come back, I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about many things. I could talk to you, as you know, for generations, Negron generations, in fact. Available now on checknegron.com. But I want to talk to you about the book. I have the book in front of me. I know when you came out, we talked about it extensively. I want to talk to you about that, and I want to talk to you about September 2020. And I didn't know this, okay? It is National Recovery Month, and we want to talk about something that is a benchmark for you that I'm very proud of you for, okay? We'll be right back with my friend Chuck Negron, live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Seggi today.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
More great music with our guest and longtime friend and a great guy. I mean this, not only a big talent, but a great guy, Chuck Negron. I did not realize that this coming September 2020 is National Recovery Month. In your book, Three Dog Nightmare, you go into your very tough years under the influence of drugs. You are now celebrating this year 26 years of sobriety. Congratulations, my friend.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's been a blessing, a gift from God. You know, that 26 years ago, I walked into Cry Help, which is a long-term rehab, and they turned my life around. You know, stayed there almost a year. It was just a wonderful program, and just that time on, I've been clean and sober. So it's very, very, I was very, very blessed to find that place.
And that was a tough time for you. I know. I mean, I remember one time you told me that you flew from Cleveland to L.A. just to be able to get some drugs before a concert that you had to do back on the East Coast. You were selling gold records, your own gold records, to pawn shops. It's a remarkable recovery. Everybody should read this book. I mean, really and truly. Is it still out?
It's actually coming out again in November. I wrote 10 new chapters, last, edition. I won't, do another one. But anyway, it's coming out in November, being re-released. It's going to be everywhere. Like I said, 10 new chapters. And we're very, very excited about it. It is now required reading in many rehabs across America.
Really?
They use it, as a book of, instruction, and it's just helped a lot of people. And that's why I wrote it. I mean, I wouldn't have been so graphically honest about, what a pathetic human being I had become and how terribly it affected my family. I wanted it to help people. I wanted people to know, how bad it could get, and I wanted families to understand. So, it's the reason, I wrote it. So I'm so glad that it is being used to help others.
There were some great possibilities, as I think there should be, of this becoming a movie. Any more movement on that? Because this would make a terrific theatrical release.
Well, it's, kind of timing is everything in this business and probably life. But, what happened then was New Line Cinema wanted to make the movie and was very, very excited about it. We were in, in either production, pre-production, talking about, everything. And they wanted to include my wife at the time, used part of her story in there. And I went and mentioned it to her, and she just went, I don't want the movie. I don't want the book to do it. I don't want you to do it. I didn't know the book was going to be so successful. I didn't want the world to know our story.
Sure.
And I said, I never knew that. And she said, well, I just figured you're writing a book. What is the chances of it being successful or best sellers? It was, and now the movie, I don't want it. Actually ended up divorcing because she was just very unhappy. So, of course, I told him, I'm sorry, I can't do it. So once it gets out there, it was in production and we pulled it, not known as someone that cooperates, you kind of get a bad rap, because they put money into it already. So at any rate, I don't know, someone's going to have to come along and read the book and just get excited about it all over again and then just, want to make a movie of it. So we'll see, maybe when it comes out in November, it will generate some new excitement. There are new chapters which add to the drama, so to speak, and the recovery of the wonderful, exciting stuff. So, maybe it will stimulate some new interest.
I think that's a very good possibility. And first of all, you got to promise me that when it comes out again, that you're going to make time for me to be able to talk to you about it and promote it again. I'm involved, actually, and I don't know how I got involved with this. This is what happens when you go back home to your hometown and people think that you're, you have connections. But now I'm involved with a movie production that has to do with a mafia-style killing. And boy, I tell you something, after the lessons that I've learned on how to put that together in the script, boy, this would be something you could really sink your teeth in. I mean, this is a good book and probably even going to be better now that the 10 more chapters are coming out, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. So, I'm very excited about it. And, these 10 chapters I wrote totally by myself without the guide of, they have ghostwriters and they have, when we first wrote it, Chris Blatchford did all the investigative work to make sure everything was credible and help write it. But on these last 10 chapters, I did it all myself. I wanted it to be totally in my tone with my humor. So we'll see how they go.
Good. Now, I have to tell you that over the years, I have dropped your name several times to other rock stars from that era of ours. And they all kind of have the same reaction. They're not really fond of you. And I want to tell you why they're not really fond of you. Because you look so damn good, Chuck, that everybody says, they always say, yeah, sure, he looks like that, and I look like Gabby Hayes, and I won't mention those people who said that, but you do, man.
Oh, God.
I got to tell you something. I know you're big on exercising and everything, but, you make the rest of us look like chopped liver, I mean, you really have kept yourself up. I congratulate you. That's not an easy thing to do as we grow a little bit along in the tooth.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of that's due to genetics. My father, when we lost my father, he was in his mid-70s, and he looked like my brother.
Oh, he was a good-looking man.
I'll be honest. When my father used to come to basketball games at college, when I was in college, he'd end up, leaving with the girls because they thought he was my brother. It's just genetic.
Yeah, well, I tell you, he was a good-looking man. I've seen pictures of him, and you're absolutely right.
He's a good-looking man. Nice.
Yeah.
And nice. He was the sweetest man.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's just genetics. And you got to work at it, too, in a sense. Not that I work at it that hard now, but there was a time I worked out every day, in great, great shape.
Well, my wife's in love with you, which puts a little strain on our marriage, but what are you going to do, Chuck? You know what I'm saying?
Well, she calls me so much.
I know.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, and you answered that ad she put in the L.A. Times, so I can't blame you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, too. It was a good ad.
That was a great ad. She won an award for that. Negron Generations, out right now. Go to ChuckNegron.com or all digital music outlets. Great songs, plus three unreleased by Three Dog Night, with his two daughters, Charlie and Annabelle. And you got to get this. And, of course, Chuck's going to come back and talk about the latest installment of Three Dog Nightmare. And with his five-octave range, go to his website and find out where he's playing, whether it's with a Happy Together tour or by himself. You will walk away not only excited, you will want more and more and more. Chuck, it's always great talking with you, my friend. Let's join each other again, chat about the book.
Fantastic. Well, man, good talking to you. You take care. Say hi to the beautiful lady.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Chuck. I appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you real soon.
Okay, God bless.
Chuck Nemrod, what a guy. And there's more to come with Ron Secchi today.
This was our first number one record.
Oh. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Pro-Iran militia is warning Iraqi troops to keep their distance from U.S. forces in military bases. The anti-American group statement comes after mortars and rockets hit close to the U.S. embassy and a base where troops are stationed. The attacks appear to be the first hints of a violent response to the killing by the U.S. of a top Iranian general near the Baghdad airport on Friday. There have been mass demonstrations mourning his death. President Trump spoke of it in West Palm Beach on Friday night.
At my direction, the United States military executed a flawless strike that terminated the terrorist ringleader responsible for gravely wounding and murdering thousands and thousands of people and hundreds at least of Americans.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. And today we are going to be speaking to, I guess, 50% of a 100% team. They both collaborated with this book, which you can't put this book down. If you are kind of an individual that likes the behind the scenes, not only of production, but also famous celebrities, you're going to love In the Company of Legends, penned by David Healy and our guest, Joan Kramer. Hi, Joan. How are you?
Hi, Ron. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, I have to be totally candid with you. Like I said in the beginning, this is a page-turner. Honestly, if you watch Entertainment Tonight, Access Hollywood, all of those shows, you're going to love this book. It's fantastic.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Now, let's go back a bit here and talk about you personally. You started off as a ballet dancer. You wanted to go to the big city where all the lights were and everything else, New York City, and become a ballet dancer. But that didn't quite work out the way you anticipated, did it?
Well, it did for a while. I was dancing, and I became the assistant to a choreographer and discovered that I liked the putting the pieces together for a production more than I liked appearing in that production, which people don't seem to understand, but it absolutely is true.
Yeah, they kind of feel that if you're not on stage with the spotlight on you or the camera's not on you, why would you do it, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. So now you decide you're going to do something else, and somebody tells you that there's an availability at ABC, actually at Dick Cavett's Productions, to maybe get a job there.
Mm-hmm.
And the telephone call that you make to his assistant wasn't what you would really call a closer, was it?
No. How I got that job is truly miraculous, because I was blundering my way around telling her everything that I shouldn't have said. You don't have any jobs, do you? I mean, it's not exactly an opening line, right?
Right, right, right.
And she said, as a matter of fact, I do. We need a receptionist. And I said, well, what kind of a receptionist? I don't know how to work switchboards. It was just one thing after another. And she said, nobody's ever known how to work a switchboard, at least our old switchboard, until they come here. But it's easy to learn. Please come and talk to me on Monday. I'm going on vacation on Friday. And so I came to talk to her on Monday, and I started work 3 weeks later, I think. It was after the holiday. I came to see her in December before the holidays, and I started working on January the 3rd, right after New Year's.
Wow, it can't be that. Now, you were with Cavett Productions for a while. Then you had an opportunity to go to public broadcasting, WNET, huge company. And you said, nah, I don't know if I want to get into public broadcasting. But you did. And probably the turning point of your career, because it was there that you had all the information that you could put into this book, In the Company of Legends. You started doing with your partner, David Healy, which, by the way, they have won 5 Emmy Awards, 20 Emmy nominations, and just a ton of national and international honors. But you were going to put together a series of shows with the legends of the entertainment business. And the first one was Fred Astaire. And you didn't realize that he had something very unusual at the time. Back in the 30s, he had an approval clause in his contract that you could not use any footage or any pictures of him without his prior consent.
Any excerpts. Now, that was interesting, because some attorney that did that contract for him must have been a fortune teller, because in the 1930s, there was no television. They weren't using excerpts. Nobody was using excerpts except for promotion, except for, you know, now coming attractions of the movies themselves. But Cary Grant, Myrna Loy, and Fred Astaire had that in their contracts. No excerpts without their permission.
Mm-hmm. You also mentioned things like Ginger Rogers being very prompt for the recording session that you did with this tribute to Fred Astaire, reflecting the old school. You know, if you're going to be there on time.
Yes, we found that with one exception only, which you'll read in, which you, as you probably read in the book, every everybody that came out of the old studio system, the Hollywood studio system, was spot on time.
Yeah.
And most of the time, early, Katharine Hepburn, you couldn't give Katharine Hepburn a call time because she would show up 45 minutes before that call time and wonder why everybody else wasn't yet ready.
Yep. Well, I know. I went through that with Ed McMahon. We would go till early hours of the morning, and then he'd say, I'll meet you at 8 o'clock, and at 7:30, he's at my door, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that. Now, you do the tribute to Spencer Tracy, and you're thinking to yourself, wouldn't it be cool to get Mr. Sinatra to be part of this?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, you had worked on the Cabot Show for many, many years. You used to pick up the phone, talking to all the greats, saying, hey, do you want to come on board? I mean, the young lady you just spoke to before we went on the air does that for me. Very difficult job to do because you don't know what you're going to get at the other end of that line. And you find out that this isn't quite as simple as you thought it was going to be. So you have to go through Jilly, of course, a longtime friend, close friend of Frank Sinatra. And you found him at a jewelry store.
That's right. My father had once told me that in an event in California, he had met Sinatra, and that among Sinatra's entourage was a man named Jilly.
Sure.
So I called Palm Springs Country Club, where Sinatra was known to play golf, and I asked if anybody knew how I could find Jilly Rizzo, who, of course, I knew his last name because there was a bar in New York called Jilly's.
Right.
They said to me, call the jewelry store on the Lexington Avenue side of the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. He's a friend of the owner's, and he's usually there around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, for the first time in my life to book somebody, I called a jewelry store. And the guy that answered the phone, presumably the owner, sounded like he was from a Warner Brothers gangster film.
Jeez, what a surprise.
Yeah, who's this? I said, hello, my name is Joan Kramer. You know, very, very demure. And I'm telling him I'm from public television, and this guy sounds like, you know, he's about to punch somebody. And I said, I'm looking for Mr. Jilly Rizzo. Could you tell me how to find... Yeah, hold on. Well, the next voice I heard sounded similar. Yeah, Jilly here. Who's this? Well, I explained again in my demure way who I was and what I was calling about. And he said, yeah, send me a letter and I'll give it to Frank. And I said, where shall I send the letter? And he says, to here at the jewelry store. Well, a messenger suddenly took a letter to the jewelry store addressed to Mr. Jilly Rizzo. And then I lost track of Jilly.
Oh.
So the next thing we had to do is we were having lunch with Katharine Hepburn one day, and she said, who else have you gotten for the show? And we said, we're having a terrible time with Frank Sinatra and Mickey Rooney. And she said, that's very odd. Both of them were crazy about Spencer. We're good friends of Spencer. I'll find both of them for you. And she did.
Wow. And what you said later in the book was that you never go for the obvious. You couldn't figure out how to get a hold of Frank Sinatra, never thinking that he might have lived on Frank Sinatra Drive.
Exactly.
That
made me laugh, I have to say.
Oh, yeah, all right. Never go for the obvious. Mm-hmm. And, of course, then when you went to his home, you were invited there to be there at 2 o'clock. You had to call the woman in the kitchen to set up the appointment.
That's right. Katharine Hepburn called me at the hotel in Los Angeles. You're going on Thursday. By the way, Thursday is his birthday. And you're supposed to call a woman in his kitchen named Dorothy. I said, okay. Here's the number. I mean, it was like a clandestine operation here.
Yes.
So I called the kitchen, and Dorothy answered the phone, and she said, yes, you're coming on Thursday at 2 p.m., and come at about 1 for setup. He'll be ready at 2. And we got there, and a very lovely man with a beautiful smile and a lovely personality opened the gate, but it was hard not to notice that he was wearing a uniform complete with a gun and holster.
Yep, that's the security that those people take. Elvis Presley did the same thing.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, they had guards all over the place. We're going to take a break for a second. Can you stick with us a little bit longer, Joan?
Sure.
Joan Kramer's our guest. She, along with her partner, David Healy, who, by the way, great name for a company, too, for somebody in this business, Top Hat Productions, have written a book called In the company of legends that they have been, with being in the company of people like Katharine Hepburn, Johnny Carson, Frank Sinatra, Lou Wasserman, Ronald Reagan, Nancy Reagan, Paul Newman, Jane Fonda, Elizabeth Taylor, James Stewart, Betty Davis. Any big names? And Joan and I will be right back with more to talk about some of the other shenanigans that she had to put up with people like Mickey Rooney. And when it comes to the McMahon, well, she and I can share some stories together. We'll be right back with more with Ron Sedgie today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi. Today we're talking to a very lovely lady and a very interesting one,
you.
Too. Joan Kramer, along with her partner David Healy, with their company Top Hat Productions, have penned a book called In the Company of Legends, recapping their career in public broadcasting, talking to all of the legends. I mean, we're talking about the golden age of movies and television. We're talking about the fact that they interviewed Mr. Sinatra for a Spencer Tracy tribute on PBS, and he came out there with a blue blazer, gray pants and tie, very nice, very gentlemanly-like, and you gave him a bottle of champagne, which he was kind of shocked to get because he didn't realize you knew it was his 70th birthday,
mm-hmm.
and then you stole from him.
Mm-hmm. I stole paper towels. People think I'm a little loopy, but I went into the ladies' room, and I washed my hands, and I saw that the guest towels on the counter were brightly colored paper towels. And I thought, these are pretty. When am I ever going to be in Frank Sinatra's house again? I'll take two. If you can wash your hands and throw them out. I wasn't stealing his towels.
Right.
I was stealing paper towels. So I put two in my bag, and then I thought, oh, my God, I wonder if that guard has a monitor in this bathroom.
Right.
Well, no bells went off. So when we got back to Los Angeles, I had a cold. I was getting a cold, and I fell asleep in the car and totally forgot about the paper towels until that evening when David came into my room to write questions for the next day's interviews. And the next day we had, I don't know, Robert Wagner and Lee Marvin and a bunch of people to interview the next day. And David came into my room and said, let's do a little bit of work and see if we can just get something done. And we were ready to collapse because we'd left early for Palm Springs that morning. And we finished, and David said, I think I've got to go to bed. And I said, me too. And he was just about to walk out the door when I said, oh, wait a second, I forgot to show you what I stole from Frank Sinatra's house. Trying to be funny.
Yeah.
David, who's British and very calm under most circumstances, I never had a reaction like that from him before or since. He said to me, Joan, what did you take from that house? Are you out of your mind? We're going to get our knees busted.
I said,
David, calm down. It's two paper towels. Relax.
That is a funny story. I love that story. When you go in and interview these people, who asks the questions? I mean, are you on camera too?
No, we ask the questions. One of us sits next to the camera, which is a typical format that people use in television interviews. You've seen it a million times.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
We ask questions in such a way that you don't need to hear our questions.
Right.
People have to answer in complete sentences.
Mickey Rooney and I worked together on a couple of different occasions.
Uh-huh.
It was an experience. It was me, Mickey Rooney, and Ed McMahon, and we were doing a kind of the USO thing. And Mickey was not what you would call the most cooperative individual. But for some ungodly reason, and probably because I agreed with everything that he said, we got along marvelously together, all right?
Uh-huh.
However, I understand, and you kind of confirmed this, that this was kind of an unusual experience for me because he normally isn't that cooperative. In fact, you come right out and say he was a disappointment.
Yeah, he was a disappointment. Kate found him, as she said to us, I knew I'd find Frank, and I knew I'd find Mickey, and Mickey would rue the day if he didn't do this for Spencer. But Mickey then called us and said, we were meant to go to his home. And he called and he said, listen, I can't do this. I'm working and you're not paying me.
Yep.
And so I said, well, that's very true, Mr. Rooney. I mean, but, you know, we're really going to be very disappointed if you're not on the pro. He said, well, I'm working. You know, I can't do anything about it. Well, we knew since Kate booked him, we could not just give up. We had to find a way to accommodate him. And so we asked the production manager of the Warner Brothers, on the Warner Brothers lot, of the television show Murder, She Wrote, because we were interviewing Angela Lansbury. And we asked the production manager if there was any corner that we could interview Mickey Rooney in. And it was one thing for us to be accommodated for Angela Lansbury, but they didn't have to be nice enough to let us bring Mickey Rooney onto the sound stage. But they did. Well, while we were setting up, I mean, he was ranting about, I mean, we didn't ask him any questions that would lead to this. He just began to rant about how badly he was treated by Hollywood, how badly he was treated by the studio system, on and on and on. And then the camera rolled, and it was a snap like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yep.
He suddenly became saccharine sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I adore Kate Hepburn. I adored Spencer. He was so wonderful. But, you know, it was platitudes that had no meat.
Yeah.
We kept trying to say to him, so tell me, how did you work together with Tracy? Did he ever give you advice? After all, you know, he was a kid in Boys Town, right? Well, he was just wonderful. I mean, I just loved Spencer. I mean, it went on and on and on with love, love, and love.
Yeah.
And in the end, you know, we had to cut the show with very little of him in it.
Good thing you didn't talk to him after that. If you'd have seen that so much fell on the floor, he would have gone crazy. I would be remiss if I didn't talk about Jimmy Stewart and Johnny Carson.
Mm-hmm.
You get this interview with Jimmy Stewart. You have a coup. Johnny Carson, who is known to be somewhat aloof and sometimes not very cooperative from the standpoint of doing things outside of his show.
Never with us.
And he was so grateful, he invited you to his home in Malibu. You
mm-hmm.
toured that gorgeous house that he had there,
uh-huh.
and he takes you downstairs and he says, you know what, Joan, maybe Cary Grant would be a better choice because he worked with Jimmy Stewart. And of course, the whole thing, I'd love to have Cary Grant, but Johnny Carson,
uh-huh.
only to find out that you thought he was almost like testing you. But the mm-hmm. fact is that he ultimately agreed to do it. He called you at a hotel room and said, look,
right.
I'm in. But Cary,
well, he said, Cary Grant's out of town, so I guess you're stuck with me.
You're stuck with me. Johnny Carson, you're stuck with Johnny Carson. What a tough
mm-hmm.
break. The funny line that I loved in this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Shortly thereafter, Cary Grant died at 82 doing a show in Iowa.
That tour that he was on, that was why he was out of town.
That's why he was out of town. And Johnny said, you know, I got a little concerned on how I was going to say this to you, but I wanted to say when you picked up the phone, I asked Cary Grant to host your show, and he dropped dead. I mean, Carson is the best.
And you know what I said to him at the time? This is not in the book, but I'll tell you. I said to him, Johnny, that's not funny.
Yeah.
And he said, yes, it is.
Joan, come back anytime and talk about this. This is.
Oh, good. Let me know when. I'll be right there.
Oh, boy. I love this. It's called In the Company of Legends, penned by David Healy and our guest, Joan Kramer. This is a fabulous book. The stories are on and on and on. Would you come back? We'll talk about some of the other people in this book, like the Reagans and the Newmans and stuff.
Anytime you wish, just call me and we'll set it up. It's a pleasure. Thank you so much. You're wonderful.
Thank you so much for saying that. Coming from you, in the company that you have been, that's quite a compliment.
Well, I think you joined the company.
Oh, wow. In the Company of Legends. And Joan thinks I'm one of them, so hey, let her think that, right, Joan? It's out right now in hardcover. Get it. We'll be back with more with Ron Sedgie today.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBX.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Advantage of one of the most valuable assets to advertise? Your company vehicles? Well, if not, you should. The least expensive way of promoting your business is with SignZoo, the full-service graphic professionals. From design to installation, your vehicles will shine with your logo, services, phone number, website information, and more as it goes down the road. And we aren't talking about paint. We're talking about the latest, most popular, inexpensive, and easily changeable graphic wraps. Why go through the expense of painting your message when SignZoo can wrap it? SignZoo's licensed, insured, and professional graphic designers service the country nationwide, and their warranty is the best in the industry. Your entire vehicle becomes the most effective form of outdoor advertising. Cars, trucks, buses, boats, SignZoo can wrap them all, and 100% satisfaction is guaranteed. Visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com, the leader in vehicle advertising and color changes for over two decades. That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today on this first weekend of 2020, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this first hour, the first guest of the year, my friend Chuck Negron, the voice of Three Dog Night, author Joan Kramer, who penned the book called In the Company of Legends. Next hour, Jillian Gar will be joining us. Her new book is called 100 Things Elvis Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Coming up this Wednesday, January 8th, will mark the 85th birthday of the King of Rock and Roll. Later on in the second hour, Jane Seymour will be joining us, and then we'll chat with Dr. Jeff Warber, the veterinarian of the stars. We're going to talk about our little fuzzy friends. That's next hour with Ron Segi today.